Welcome back to my house, y'all. It's Rosie on the house. I'm Rosie. Jennifer's here in studio with me, as well as our favorite local food blogger, Joni Simon, who brought in all kinds of food treats for us this morning. Again, you can find her at jonisimon.com. That's one N on the Joni.
You got
and
it.
And I-E, Simon.com, right?
And I made a mess. I'm sorry.
You did make a mess. It was a delicious mess.
I just come in and just start throwing food everywhere.
Well, I think it tastes better when you make a little bit of a mess.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you?
We've got the shamrock shakes, the mint shamrock shakes, which were delicious, the smoked salmon on the mini bagels, and we talked about barbecue. So what could be better than that?
It sounds like a good day to me.
Sounds like a winner. Another great event going on today is the 15th annual Real Gardens for Real People Tour. Romeo will be broadcasting from one of the gardens in the 8 o'clock hour. Let's throw it out to him right now and see how they're doing.
I'm just hanging out. We've got our little Rosie pop-up tent here. John Eisenhower is our Talking Trees weekly host. It's actually his home we're broadcasting live today. He's one of the eight on the Real Gardens for Real People. And he's running around here like the Tasmanian devil. He's been up since 3 o'clock. Nothing like a public event at your own home to get your honey-do list that's backed up for 3 years, all done in 2 weeks, you know?
That's why we have parties at our house.
That's right. Keep everything up to shape. And, man, there's a host of knowledge that's come through here. There's master gardeners. There's at least seven or eight that I've seen shown up, so you can check in. They've got maps of the property, what's here, what's there. Kari Spencer just walked up. You may remember her. She's our goat expert that's been on the air with us before and runs the Micro Project, a little master garden of her own in the Shea 32nd Street area.
32nd Cactus.
So it's a wealth of knowledge. If you need to be encouraged or you're looking for new ideas for taking advantage of your garden to or your landscape, your property landscape, to make your own little garden, you won't find a better place to do that today.
And you'll be taking calls. You'll have John Eisenhower there with you, and you'll be taking calls. The folks that are used to calling John, asking him questions about trees, we're taking those calls today in the 8 o'clock hour.
We are. And to start the tour, it's what's the name of the school?
Sonoran Sky. You start at it's Sweetwater and 75th Street, just east of Scottsdale Road.
Tickets are $30. It's cash or check only. You get a map to all eight properties, and it's self-guided. So as long or as little as you want to be at each garden, that's completely on your time.
Fantastic. Well, Romy, we'll bring you back in at 8 o'clock, and you and John will be all seated up and ready to go and field people's questions about their landscape, outdoor gardening, and trees.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. It'll be fun.
Don't forget, also, you can reach us by texting at 411-923.
That's right.
You can try to get some questions that way as well.
So that's the outdoor show at 8 o'clock today. We're actually asking you to get outdoors. Get out there and meet Romeo, and meet John Eisenhower, and meet all these master gardeners. It'll be a great time. You couldn't ask for a more perfect day for that, right?
No, it is a beautiful day. And you know what? Even if you don't like to garden, you don't have any plans to garden, it's just a really relaxing way to spend a day.
And as we're warming up now into the warmer months, we start addressing particular issues that can impact the quality of your life in your home here in Arizona. At 9 o'clock, I'm bringing in some experts, and we want to talk about windows, because I hear people spending money all the time on different areas of their house in an attempt to try and save money on their summer cooling bills. Well, I've added insulation to my attic. Well, I've added radiant barriers to my attic. Well, I've added power ventilators to my attic. And what people don't realize is when you get to your height of your air conditioning load, let's just call that the last 2 weeks of July through August, first 2 weeks of September, you ought to take a look at your power bill for March, okay, February or March. Very mild. You probably don't have much heat on. You don't have any air conditioning on. And again, in October, your March and October bills should probably be pretty close to the same. That's your base load, okay? Then compare that to your August bill, and the spike is your air conditioning load. Not unusual for the air conditioning load to double your base load. Not unusual for your summer bills to be twice as high as your winter bills.
Or even more.
Or even more. And if you've got a dual energy home, It'll even be more because natural gas doesn't enter into that part of the bill. So people start throwing money at areas of their house to try and cut down that big bill. And the first thing a lot of people do is they say, well, I got to cool off my attic and I got to add insulation up there. That doubling of your bill, that next jump up of your bill, only 10% of that is due to the temperature of your attic. You are wasting money throwing a bunch of insulation and radiant barriers and power ventilating fans in your attic. You're not going to save money. What we have to address, invariably, the number one source of heat gain in your home in Arizona in the summer are your windows. So we're going to talk windows in the 9 o'clock hour, the different kind of glazing packages. Are triple pane necessary? Do we need to go to triple pane? Do we go clear? Do we go tinted? Do we go low E? What are the frames that we use? That's all going to be covered in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to saddle up to what our article is published in the Arizona Republic this particular day, and it's how to clean pricey surfaces. You've spent the money remodeling, putting in a nice countertop, putting in some nice flooring materials, and now it's time to maintain those surfaces. There's a lot of people that maintain those surfaces completely wrong and can create a big mess. So we've got Casey Naylor of Aztec Granite Marble coming in, and he's going to talk to us about how to take care of those expensive surfaces. And of course, as always, we are here to answer any question you might have about any project you're trying to tackle in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin. The number to reach us, and you can start getting online now if you'd like to talk to Romy or John Eisenhower, the number's toll-free, 1-888-767-4348.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.